City Queer Cast.
Gays and lesbians are all the rage.
We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
We're talking mega gay.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm Amy Matheny.
This program is brought to you in part by American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow.
Listening to the Windy City Queer Cast, show number 584. I'm Amy Matheny, and wow, gang, it's our how is the summer gone? Like, not really gone, but it's like gone. These short Chicago summers. No wonder we all go crazy during them. I've had this wonderful summer cold, which has not been fun, but you know, with this crazy weather, I guess, what do you expect? But I know that everyone is looking forward to market days coming up here the first weekend in August. And, it's pretty exciting. Well, I guess the second weekend in August, technically, but, it's pretty exciting because that festival has just grown and grown and grown. And so many fantastic music acts come, to market days. And it just kind of feels like we get a chunk of summer left, and I'm pretty excited about market days. And also I'm pretty excited because I'm heading to P-Town, folks. I haven't been to Provincetown in 20 years. And I think a lot's changed and probably a lot stayed the same. So I'm pretty excited about it. And I hopefully will be doing some reporting as soon as I'm back about my trip and my travels. So there's still some summer left, right? Yeah. I think there is. But definitely get your beach time in, folks. Get your playing in the grass, playing hooky from work, being outdoors, grilling on your grill, strolling down the streets of Andersonville and Lakeview, or having a nice suburban day, because we are counting days, folks, counting days. I am excited that Jerry Nunn has sat down with Carmen, the band Carmen, and talked with them because they are going to be appearing at Market Days. And, you know, this is really a group that has gone from being kind of indie to mainstream, and has really done their time. So it's pretty exciting to have them on the Queercast, and also excited to have them in Chicago at Market Days. Plus, Kirk Williamson and I are bringing you a lot of LGBT news and entertainment and theater. And in upcoming weeks, Scott Duff and I are going to talk about the Emmy nominations because the Emmys were announced. I'm not going to talk about it this week, but I will talk about it next week. And much, much more. So sit back, relax, keep those earbuds in, and let's start the show.
I'm Kirk Williamson.
I'm Amy Matheny.
And this is the Week in News. President Obama, after being greeted by loud cheers and a standing ovation, signed two executive orders July 21st prohibiting discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation or gender identity among federal employees and contractors. Obama's July 21st orders significantly grant religious organizations with government contracts exemptions only as far as ministerial personnel are concerned. Administrative and staff positions within those organizations are not exempt from the ban.
U.S. Border Patrol agents detained the Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist-turned-activist Jose Antonio Vargas in McAllen, Texas, after he told them he was in the country illegally. He was released on his own recognizance with a notice to appear before an immigration judge. Vargas, who's openly gay, became an outspoken advocate pushing for an overhaul of the nation's immigration laws in 2011 when he revealed he was undocumented in a column for the New York Times magazine.
Gay rights ally and former Minnesota Vikings punter Chris Cooley plans to sue the organization for religious discrimination, sexual orientation discrimination, defamation, and torturous interference. Cooley and his lawyer reportedly painted the lawsuit as a means of getting the Vikings to release its investigative report that it completed after Cooley accused the team of firing him in part for his gay rights activism. Cooley has launched a petition on change.org calling for the release of the result of an investigation that was launched following his release from the team and his allegations of inappropriate conduct.
President Obama announced he will broaden a federal non-discrimination executive order to prohibit workplace discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity, a move that will protect approximately 22% or 34 million of civilian workers in the U.S. As of May 2014, 86% of the top 50 federal contractors prohibited discrimination based on sexual orientation, and 61% prohibited discrimination based on gender identity.
Connecticut's highest court ruled that some legal rights of same-sex couples predate the state's approvals of civil unions in 2005 and gay marriage in 2008, a decision gay rights supporters call the first of its kind in the country. The state Supreme Court unanimously overturned two lower court rulings to allow widow Charlotte Stacy to sue a doctor in a medical malpractice case for the death of her spouse, Margaret Mueller, as well as the loss of her spouse's companionship and income.
A county circuit judge in Florida ruled against the state's constitution's ban on same-sex marriage. This court concludes that a citizen's right to marry is a fundamental right that belongs to the individual, wrote Judge Luis Garcia of the Monroe County Circuit. The court's order provides that the Monroe County clerk can begin issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples starting July 22nd.
The U.S. Court of Appeals for the 10th Circuit affirmed the January 2014 decision from U.S. District Judge Terrence Kern in Bishop v. Smith that Oklahoma's constitutional amendment barring marriage for same-sex couples violates the U.S. Constitution. The state of Oklahoma now has the option to request an unbanked appeal before the full bench of the 10th Circuit, which decides whether or not to grant that request.
U.S. Senate Republicans recently blocked a bill that would have required all for-profit employers to include the full range of contraceptives in their health insurance plans, in effect overriding the Supreme Court's recent decision in Burwell versus Hobby Lobby Stores Incorporated. The Senate voted 56-43 to proceed to debate on the bill, falling short of the 60 votes needed to move forward. Three Republicans, Senators Mark Kirk, Republican of Illinois, Lisa Murkowski, Republican from Alaska, and Susan Collins, Republican from Maine, voted with Senate Democrats to proceed.
Mia Henderson, 26, the transgender sister of NBA player Reggie Bullock, has been found dead in Baltimore. Henderson was allegedly found in an alley described as a hotspot for prostitution in the northeastern part of the city.
A New Mexico mother is facing a hate crime charge after authorities say she physically and sexually abused her daughter because her daughter is a lesbian. The 17-year-old girl alleges she and her mother had been arguing about the girl's sexuality for a week before her mother beat and abused her.
A total of only 2.3% of U.S. adults said they were gay, lesbian, or bisexual in the largest federal government survey ever to ask about sexual orientation. That number is a bit lower than the 3% to 4% found in some other recent surveys, including a Gallup poll from 2012, but some of those studies encompassed broader groups, including trans individuals.
The mayor of a small city on the Mississippi Gulf Coast has become the first mayor in the state to publicly support marriage rights for same-sex couples. A law that Mississippi advocates maintain allows business owners to deny services to LGBT people based on their religious beliefs took effect on July 1st.
In world news, Malawi has officially suspended arresting people for gay sex. Justice Manager Janet Chijayabanda has said the law, which punished his homosexuality with up to 14 years in prison, is effectively no longer used. Arrests under Malawi's anti-gay laws have been reportedly suspended since November 2012, but it has not been made official until now.
About 100 of the 298 killed in the Malaysian Airlines flight MH17 crash in the Ukraine July 17th were reportedly individuals heading for the 20th International AIDS Conference in Australia. Attendees at the pre-conference gathering in Sydney were informed the morning of July 18th that 100 of their colleagues, among them researchers, medical workers, and activists, had been killed in the crash.
France's lifetime ban on gay men donating blood is facing a serious legal challenge after a judge in Europe's top court found the prohibition amounts to discrimination. Advocate General Paolo Mengozzi from the European Court of Justice ruled that France's ban is illegal because it prohibits donations from men simply because they've had sex with other men. The case now goes to the full 28-member European Court of Justice.
One of the winners of this year's Britain's Got Talent has opened up about his sexuality, saying that he is openly gay, but no one asked during his time on the show. Singer Jamie Lambert, 22, is one-fifth of the theater vocal group Calabro, which won the final of Britain's Got Talent in June.
In entertainment news, Dustin Lance Black, the openly gay screenwriter who won an Oscar for his work on the film Milk, has been hired to adapt Paramount TV's event series Lindbergh, based on a Scott Berg Pulitzer Prize-winning biography. The story of Charles Lindbergh, both in his flight achievements in 1927 and the subsequent kidnapping of his young child in 1932, became international news.
Gay actor Zachary Quinto has joined a new biopic that will chronicle the life of an ex-gay activist. The film Michael will portray the like of Michael Glatzy, who edited Young Gay America magazine before renouncing homosexuality and marrying a woman. James Franco is set to star in the lead role, but Quinto, who came out as gay in 2011, has signed on to play Glatzy's ex-boyfriend.
Oscar and Grammy winner Adele will drop a new album, 25, and subsequently embark on a world tour next year. Adele's previous effort, 21, proved to be a musical juggernaut, selling 10 million copies in the United States and earning 6 Grammys, including Record and Album of the Year.
Legendary Broadway and screen actress Elaine Stritch has died at the age of 89. Stritch nabbed Tony nominations for William Inge's 1955 play Bus Stop, Sondheim's Company, and Noel Coward's 1961 musical Sail Away before winning just a few years ago for her one-woman show Elaine Stritch at Liberty. She also won an Emmy as Alec Baldwin's pushy mother on NBC's 30 Rock.
The Bridge star Emily Rios, who plays lesbian character Adriana, came out as lesbian herself. Rios, 25, has played roles on TV shows like Friday Night Lights and Breaking Bad. She also starred in the 2006 queer-themed indie Quinceañera.
James Garner, best known for the TV shows The Rockford Files and Maverick, as well as movies such as The Notebook, has died at the age of 86. Garner was also in such movies as Victor Victoria and Murphy's Romance, which earned him a Best Actor Oscar nod.
Nike has launched its 2014 hashtag BeTrue collection that celebrates the LGBT community. This year, the line, which kicked off last month to celebrate Pride, features 3 different shoes and a couple rainbow-inspired t-shirt designs. The proceeds of the collection sales will go to the LGBT Sports Coalition, a collection of individuals and organizations focused on ending anti-LGBT bias in sports.
Marie Claire has added Janet Mock, a New York Times bestselling author and transgender rights activist, as a contributing editor. Mock will contribute print and online articles and act as a Marie Claire brand ambassador. In 2011, Mock publicly came out as transgender in a piece she wrote for the magazine.
Russell T. Davies, the gay writer and showrunner behind Queer as Folk and the new Doctor Who, wants to hear everyday folks' gay sex stories for his new project. He is looking for volunteers to take part in the 8-part web series Tofu, featuring real-life sex stories from members of the public.
Xena Warrior Princess star Lucy Lawless is joining the cast of Joss Whedon's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. for Season 2. The second season of the Marvel Comics-inspired show returns September 23rd on ABC.
HBO will debut On the Run Tour, Beyoncé and Jay-Z, with the exclusive presentation set to debut Saturday, September 20th. featuring the superstars in their first collaborative tour, the special will tape in Paris and will include performances of more than 40 songs.
Erasure unveiled the first track from its upcoming album, The Violet Flame. Elevation dropped July 22nd, preceding the album release on September 23rd. The Violet Flame is the 16th studio album for Erasure, who have sold 25 million albums and achieved more than 40 hit singles. The Violet Flame tour begins in Miami September 12th with stops in such cities as Chicago, Dallas, Denver, Los Angeles, Belfast, and Berlin.
And that's the weekend news brought to you by Windy City Times.
Hello, this is your girl Lady Gaga, and you're on the Windy City Queercast.
Culture Club, Culture Club, Culture Club. Theater,
music,
dance,
art,
performance,
provocative,
hilarious,
exciting,
queer,
innovative,
campy,
edgy,
original.
Get
some culture
in your life.
Join the club.
For the week of July 28th, 2014, you are in Chicago's Culture Club. Make it a summer to remember at River Edge Park in Aurora. Don't miss country superstars Lady Antebellum on August 7th, classic rock band Boston on August 10th, Jennifer Nettles and the Indigo Girls on August 29th. Tickets at RiverEdgeAurora.com. That's RiverEdgeAurora.com. River Edge Park in Aurora makes this summer a summer to remember. And for more Culture Club, visit WindyCityTimes.com.
Hello, Deb Pierce here letting you know that we'd love to hear back from you. So go ahead. You know you want to. Post a comment.
Time no talk to. It's been a while.
I know. How are you? What's going on, man?
Good, good. I just saw your show at the House of Blues, so I was there in Chicago.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming.
Well, it was a really good show. I'm glad I did.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I remember that show. That was the end of, I think I, like, collapsed at the end of that show. I think that was the end of, like, six in a row.
Yeah, then I got really sick. My immune system was like, woo-hoo, tour's over.
Oh, so that drink that you were drinking on the tour bus did not hold out, huh?
No, it did not.
It was like a Japanese drink or something weird that you guys were drinking for your immune systems. Kombucha or something.
Kombucha? Yeah. Have you had it?
No. I never even heard of it until I saw that video.
No way. Yeah, you should totally check it out. It's really, it's pretty hippie, but it does
super
it
hippie.
Works, so it's amazing.
Well, I first wanted to ask Amy if blondes have more fun.
Yes, is the answer.
Okay, looks like it from what I saw on stage. And then, Nick, you're doing all this color coordinating with your trombone. When did that start?
Yeah, no, I'm glad somebody noticed that. So there's this company in, so I started off as an actual trombone player in college. That's actually what I do. There's this company in London that hit me up when I played trombone on Good Morning America, and they said, hey, we make plastic trombones that you can take on the road with you in all these different colors. Would you like some? I said, absolutely.
We said, send us the whole rainbow, and so
they did.
They did.
So now I can color coordinate with literally nine different colors.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I'm expecting some costume changes at Mark. market days this year, so you can do the whole
thing. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Some people have costume changes. I have trombone changes.
Well, great. I always appreciate a fashion sense on stage. So, yeah, that show was really good at House of Blues. And I'm not just saying that. I thought you guys really brought it. And you connected with your fans very well, which not everybody can do.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
So, well, let's talk about new music. I watched the video for I Want It All. It's a great video.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, so we need more roller skating videos. That was awesome. How was the roller skating?
I agree.
Trying to bring it back.
Trying to bring it back.
Yeah, and I noticed gay boys were kissing in the video, too.
Yes, they were. They were so cute. We put them in a freezer together, and they were, like, playing with ice. I don't think that clip made it, but they were so cute. Real-life couple.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. And then talk about the album in general. How is that? This is really your first album, because the last one was an EP, right?
The last one was a shorty. Yeah, it was called an EP. This is the LP, I guess. It's the first full length from Carmen, 3 years after signing the record deal.
Nice. Okay. And how was it putting the album together and all that?
Honestly, it was great. It was terrible. It was exhausting. It was rewarding. It was everything in between. We were recording for a little over a year, had a kind of some creative differences with the label and the whole nine, and
decided to call it Pulses because of those highs and lows. Yeah, it was just like, man, what did we get ourselves into, you know? And at the end of the day, we just had to fight for the music. So we carved out our sound a little bit better on this than we did on the EP. The EP felt like a bunch of singles. This album has a duo feel. So Nick is singing constantly, and it still has the rapping and all that, but Nick did a lot of the production, so it really feels like Carmen. It's a lot more like our roots.
Yeah, it flows better. I know exactly what you're saying from each track. They sound cohesive, I guess, is the word.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, that was what we were trying to focus on.
Yeah, I really enjoyed A Night Like This. It seemed like a big party song, but fun.
Yeah. No, that one we wrote, actually, we were stressed out. We were in the process of buying a house. So we were like, oh, you know, like really stressed out. We're like, screw it. So we had a bunch of drinks and wrote it in about 15 minutes.
Yeah, that was a really fun one.
Wow. Where did you buy a house at?
In Los Angeles.
North Hollywood, yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow, okay. You're living a life now. Okay.
I don't know. We bought a fixer-upper, and it was so tough because we're always gone, so it was stressful. I feel bad for anybody buying a house, but when you're on tour, it's really difficult.
The track Gasoline has got some reggae sound to it, right?
That's my jam. That's my favorite song on the whole album.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I like that one too. And Puppet seemed like it was kind of screaming for a video, so I'm like ready for a Puppet video.
All right.
Well, if you remember from the show, that was the one where that's like just crazy.
Yeah, shit hits the fan on that song. Yeah, people hear that and they're like, "What were you thinking about?"
Great. So you guys are returning to Market Days. What made you want to come back again? And tell me about your experience last time, because I saw you guys there last time.
Yeah. So last time, we had never been there before last time. We had a lot of people from band and crew that had been there. They're like, oh, you're going to love it. It's great. Mm-hmm. They're like, Chicago's just shut down. So, you know, we played right before Olivia and John, and got to hang out with her. And she was a sweetheart. She was super nice. But the experience was awesome. The crowd was amazing, as is any gay pride or, you know, gay show. The crowd is always amazing. And we just, we just had a blast. It really didn't feel like any aspect of it was work. And we were like, hey, you know, if there's ever an opportunity for us to come back, we'd love to do it.
Okay. Yeah. This year is going to be Belinda Carlisle, so maybe you get to hang out with her.
Oh, sick.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so that'll be great. And plus, it'll be warmer because it's been crazy and it's going to snow tonight. So I'm glad you'll be here in the summer.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know. It was definitely really warm last time, too, but
yeah,
it'll be fine.
It'll warm up.
Are you going to do something, like you pick someone out of the audience for Look At Me Now? Are you still going to maybe do that at Market Days, maybe?
Did we do that? Are you practicing?
Yeah, you can. You should do it.
Yeah, I see what's going on. You're trying to rig it, dude.
He's trying to talk stage.
I accept checks. And
I think we still do that, depending on the vibe, and the vibe of Market Gates is always high, so chances are we'll do that.
Yeah, we'll have to. I'll tell the gates to start practicing.
Thank you.
I just want to say, you know, I hung out with you guys at Macy's, our Macy's Glamorama event that you guys did, and you guys are so sweet. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And you had the frames on, right?
I did. Yes, I had the frames on, and you guys asked me to take a picture with it. So I was like, that's so awesome. They asked me to take a picture instead of the other way around. So I thought you guys were the best. So genuinely great.
That's awesome.
And look at Robin Thicke, how he's done since that event that you were performing with him at.
Yeah, no, we were just talking about that. He's done okay for himself. I guess he just split with his wife, but beyond that, you know, he's doing great.
Right. So, so what's plans next? You're touring some more, or are you taking a break for right now?
Yeah, well, so, you know, the album comes out the 25th, and then we're going to tour. We're kind of doing most of the South and Midwest from all of April and half of May.
Okay.
So definitely check that out, and then we're going to be just playing. We're going to play live for every single person on the planet, which will take a minute.
Nice. Okay, great. So you're going to be on that tour bus a lot more.
Oh, yeah.
More than likely.
With all that junk food, so be careful. Not too much junk food.
I know. It's not even there. The fans always bring chocolate.
I'm going to get so bad again.
Well, thank you guys so much for your time today, and I look forward to, you know, seeing you back in town for Market Days, and I wish you best of luck with the album. It's great.
Oh, thank you, Steve.
Hey, thanks for listening, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Got something to say? Call us today. 312-21-BE-GAY.
Well, everybody, I hope you have a great week. Start planning your lineup and which stage you're going to visit during Market Days weekend. And if you're not into Market Days, then I hope you're somewhere enjoying the fun and the sun and the sand and the water and good friends and good sex and good times, because that's what should be happening. And good watermelon. All of that should be happening during the summer months. That's how I feel. That's how my dog feels, minus the good sex part. I don't think she thinks about sex, although she does enjoy humping Scott Duff's leg, so who knows? Mitchell Fain will be back on the show with me as well in upcoming weeks. Scott Duff and I are doing an Emmy recap of the nominations and who was snubbed and who got their day in the sun and who's going to win, or who we hope are going to win, because Scott and I are pretty big TV junkies, so we're going to be talking about it. Hope you're having a great week, everyone. When we talk next, it will be August. True that. It will be August 2014. Crazy. We're almost halfway through this year as well. It's all too much. I have to go run in the grass now and run down to the beach, just because I just feel it. I feel it emanating from my toes. All right, everyone. Have a great week. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening to another Windy City Queercast. Special thanks to our Queercast family, Kirk Williamson, newscaster, and Di Sturkey, production editor. I'm Amy Matheny, your host. Please comment on our shows at WindyCityQueercast.com and iTunes. The next Queercast is only days away, so don't miss it. Subscribe today. Windy City Queercast, queer and now. I can't seem to let you go. Come on, that's right. Cheerio.